Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We just sound older when we try to sound young.
There's just so much to
talking about.
I was playing Todd a song off the air. Oh, I got to play that Charlie Puth, Todd. I think you'd like that one.
Who is that?
I know. He probably doesn't. Oh, just now?
That was Adele.
That was Adele.
You
it was a song I was playing you off the air.
Yeah.
There's a guy named John Kay.
Oh, that's the one I thought you were talking about.
Also wicked hot.
I think that was P.
It was what?
That's P.
That's P. What does that mean?
He's pushing P.
Pushing P.
Are you just making this up? I think he's making
this up. I swear. It's like a thing now. These kids are saying it. I don't know.
But it means a good thing? Like you like it?
I'm pretty sure it means a good thing. I hope it means a good thing because I use it twice. So.
Okay. That's P.
Oh, no cap.
It's pushing P? I'll look at you
pee.
Over there. Okay. I'm surrounded by older people trying to be younger.
Wow. Look at how old you just said. Well, look at you over there.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. I'm young and I sound old.
And you guys
sound even older when you try to sound young.
Yes.
What am I even saying right now?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I am
me too. Okay, forget it.
Can you write it down for me?
I will.
I need my reading glasses to read it too after you write it down.
Right. And I'll write it in longhand too, in cursive.
Awesome.
Is that still a thing?
Actually, use your typewriter and type it.
Yeah, that's right. I'll type it out for you. So here's an awkward situation. Kelly has a graduation coming up.
I can't even talk about it without getting all
teary-eyed. It's big.
I know, it's right around the corner. I still have to plan her graduation party.
Spreading her wings.
Well, are you doing that on your own, or are her like other
parents
also going to help?
Yeah, but I'll be, you know, overly involved.
Involved.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'll start it up. You know, it'll be at the house, but yeah, I'll be planning it and they'll help.
But what's with this, like, you have to whittle people off a list?
So she came home yesterday, and she's class president. And I'm like, oh my God, enough, Riley. Overachiever. We get it, right? Good God. So she's class president. She's like, so because I'm class president, I'm the last person who gets the diploma at the graduation. And I'm like, ugh. Like, we have to sit through the whole thing, you know?
Well,
that's not, I mean.
No, of course I can't.
You don't leave once in a lifetime, Kel. I think you can handle it.
Riri, grab the gown. Let's go.
I mean,
we're out. Peace.
We got lunch plans.
There we go.
There may be only one other more important day in her life, and that would be her wedding.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So,
exactly. So we're going through it.
Yeah, Riley, we almost finished the name change paperwork to Albert. Your new last name is Albert.
Yeah. So she's the last one. Yeah. And she gives the final farewell speech, like, to her class,
and she does
the whole, like, changing of the ribbon and the whole thing. But this year, because of COVID, they have to decide one of two things. They either have to have it at the Civic Center, which means everyone who comes has to be fully vaccinated and have a vax card.
Right.
Or you can have 8 people per student.
Where's that?
And that would be at a different location, and they either have to have a vax card or a negative test.
Okay. So once they
decide. Why don't they just do it outside?
Well, so I think I think either way, it's either those two choices, Civic Center or an outside, but even if it's outside, because it's small,
so the issue
each kid
is
can only have 8 guests.
Okay, so let's see. Well,
that's a lot of guests.
That is a lot of guests, but let's go through. So let's
for someone like Riley. Four.
In order of importance.
Kelly.
There's, right.
Jeez, Kel.
No.
Kelly, Jay.
Her mom and her dad, me,
right. Christy,
and Wyatt.
Wyatt, that's 4.
Right.
Me, 5.
Right. No. Tim.
Todd, 6.
Todd, Rachel.
Tim, 7.
Lila, Brody.
And Rachel, we're up to 8 already.
Yeah.
We're out. Yeah.
So,
Looks like we're getting clipped.
Grandparents, what about your parents?
Well, and listen to that. So she was like, so I want your parents, but here's the deal. She comes from two families. So she has grandparents in Rhode Island, grandparents up here, my parents, which are her like step-grandparents.
Right.
So, you know,
it's gonna look like a Greek wedding or something. It's like, wow.
I know.
Wait
fighting
a minute.
For tickets.
So you may actually have to decide.
Well, and if anyone's not vaccinated, you know, you have to decide if you gotta get.
Well,
vaccinated.
If they're not vaccinated, they just can't go.
They can't go.
Right.
Because I don't think Civic Center even takes a negative test. So I think she's just going to say they're going to vote for, I don't know what they're going to vote for, but I think they're leaning towards
either way,
Civic Center, so they don't have to pick between family members.
Right.
Well,
right?
But doing the math.
Yeah, but you won't get an unlimited number of tickets anyway.
Right.
Civic Center, you would.
No, not unlimited.
Because it's so wide open.
Well, because there's plenty
of
space.
You could just spread out. Yeah, you can spread out.
Well, but imagine if everyone bought 20 people.
Well,
I don't think that's going to
happen. And if you only get 8, then that means one set of grandparents is getting clipped.
Right.
Well,
right. I wonder, you know, see, this is funny. I've never thought about this before, but now having a blended, you know, family kind of like I do with Tim now, you know, I wonder if kids who have come from blended families should be allowed a couple extra because they have double the... Well, yeah. Then I guess you go down a slippery slope.
She was saying
then you can go, you know, ask kids for their tickets
if they're not using.
Oh, right.
But what is this, right? It's crazy. So I graduated from Bon Eagle.
The only children are starting to sell the tickets.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, you with your big supportive families.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
$25 a pop.
So, yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, your mom just loves you.
Wait, let me see what's on the back of this ticket. You also have to cheer for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you gave us the ticket.
Cheer louder.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, but I think Civic Center will be fine.
Okay.
So.
And let's be real. Okay, let's just have a little hashtag real talk. Okay. Mm. Most people don't want to go to a graduation ceremony. Okay, like it's exciting when it's your kid. But even then, it's only exciting when it's your kid.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, and the speech, and don't get me wrong, sometimes they'll give, like, an amazing speech, you know?
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's a list of names.
Yeah.
99% of whom you don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you wait and you wait and you wait and you do that. You can't get a good picture from your seat. You hope that they take a good picture on stage, but that's just a chance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They get the diploma and they do the tassel thing and that's that. You know, it's a rite of passage for those kids. It's
totally
a big deal. But it's not necessarily 100% enjoyable. So you know what? If you don't make the cut,
it's all right.
You just get to go to the reception. It's like, oh man, I missed the church service, but
like
I made it to the wedding reception.
Saying.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. You
it's
get
a win-win.
To, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Have cocktails and wait outside. Oh.
Right.
Can I meet you? No, I'm excited about this because I've grown
Kelly's
up with
like,
these kids.
Oh, I couldn't make it on the list. Yeah. Oh, man.
I'll just tailgate. I'll tailgate in the parking lot.
Yeah, which they would fully expect. They'd be like, Riley, your stepmom's in the parking lot.
If you if you walk by the Civic Center in June or whenever it is, and you hear some lady with dark hair and a case of Truly's going, let's go, Riri! That's Kelly from Coast 93.1.